I'm gonna need you to keep fucking that ass of yours with that toy. Oh, yeah. Don't stop. Oh, yeah. Oh, so naughty. He made a mess of your wife's pussy, didn't he? Yeah. You love when I come home freshly fucked. Oh, yeah. And the cream pie inside of my panty. Oh, dripping out of my pussy. Oh, yeah. Oh. That's it, baby. Eat me. Make me clean again. Oh, yeah. Oh. When we got to his condo, oh, he pushed me up against the wall. Threw me on his countertop. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He loves being rough with your wife. Oh, yeah. Oh. He even had me up against the floor to ceiling windows. Oh, yeah. Oh. Your wife's breasts. Oh. Pressed against the glass. Oh, yeah. So naughty. Oh. How many people do you think looked up and saw me, huh? Yeah. I do. Showing off makes me so wet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He did. He fucked me so hard. Oh, yes. He said he'd been saving it all week for my pussy. Oh, I know you do. I do too, baby. Yeah. I'm gonna see him again tomorrow. You don't mind, do you, hubby? Huh? Oh. Of course you don't. And I keep working that dirty tongue of yours. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. Oh. Oh, baby. Oh. Oh, my dirty, dirty man. Oh. Oh. Yeah. When my sweet, loving, and naughty husband first shared his fantasy with me. Well, let's just say I never dreamed it would go this far. But to understand how I went from being the wife next door
to a slutty, hot wife? What? Allow me to take you back to how it first started. My husband adores me. Like, he's crazy about me. He would do anything for me. But if you want to know the truth, I think it's what's, you know, kept hidden beneath my panty that he loves most. And I get it. My pussy is magic. No. You don't get it. Like, magic. It's honestly always been that way. I'm not sure if it's the way she smells, the way she tastes, the way she feels as she tightly grips a cock. Or maybe none of the above. Or maybe a combination of all of the above. The thing is, once someone experiences me, they never forget. And while I'm not going to throw out a number, let's just say my husband wasn't my first. And he knows it. And he's okay with it. In fact, he loves hearing stories from my past. Naughty things I did with other guys. And a few select women. So that's why it came as no surprise the night he confessed his fantasy to me. Well, at least part of his fantasy.
Baby. So, if I hear you correctly, you enjoy the thought of sharing me with another man. Is that right? I see. That is very, very naughty. Are you sure you can handle that? Okay. Well, is there anything else you would like to share with me? I'm kind of sensing there is. Okay. So, you would like for me to use a cock cage? Did I say that right? Okay. So your fantasy is that you want me to lock up your cock with a cock cage. Well, I'm away having sex with another man. Is there anything more? Well, may I ask a question? So I can totally understand why you dream of me with another. Based on how you like knowing about my past. But I'm not sure that I understand the desire for the cage. Can you please explain?
My husband shared how the fantasy of sharing me is the hottest right before he achieves orgasm, and how after he experiences orgasm, the desire goes completely away. I listened intently. I was truly so curious. He went on to explain how he felt that by having me lock his cock and holding the key, I could control him.
I see. So, this will prevent you from, I don't know, having too much fun while I'm away, having my own fun with someone else. Is that right? Oh, also, that you want me to be a little bit more of the boss in the bedroom. I like that. Well, listen. I do very much appreciate you sharing all of this with me. Baby,
It's funny how many husbands keep their fantasies a secret. Though I get it. The fear of judgment, embarrassment, worry, feeling weird. The list goes on and on. If you ask me, I would imagine most wives would love to know. But anyway, that night, laying there, I felt fortunate that mine felt comfortable enough to share his dreams with me.